of you are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the brand new FTL 2.0 site, freetalklive.com. It's totally free. We're going to talk census here in moments. But first, we go back to Dylan, listening in Wisconsin. Dylan, you're back on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. You had an additional question that you weren't able to get out in the last hour, so go for it.
During political discussion and whatnot between me and a few of my friends, the question always comes up when we start talking about punishing criminals. Whoever punishes them, you know, what is a good punishment? Because I don't agree with, you know, locking people in cages, and I don't think it's ever, you know, the right of one person to take the life of another. I just can't, like, what should be done by either one person or a group of people to somebody who commits a crime, like murder?
Well, for me, the answer is easy. And it's the same answer for me whether we're talking about under a government monopoly justice paradigm or a free market, competitive market justice paradigm. The answer is that if there is a victim, then the victim or the people connected to that victim, in the case of murder, should be compensated. There should be restitution paid.
I think that society as a whole and people in general want to see some kind of punishment. I think that the system that we currently have of a penitentiary where essentially the victim is victimized twice, because not only are they victimized, but the survivors, I guess, in the case of murder, are victimized in the case that they lose a loved one, but they're victimized because they have to pay for that person to be in there. I think that many people that are in prison without victims probably don't belong there at all. I think that prisons could be set up, more like penal colonies where people could do work, especially in this age of technology and that kind of thing. They can do work without coming in contact necessarily with the outside world, and they can.
But
still
not
make
everyone
money.
Deserves that. I mean, not everybody.
More of like an exile kind of thing, I guess. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think everybody deserves that kind of treatment, Mark. I think there are some people that...
How many murderers do you think... I mean, we are using the murderer example here, right?
You went to jail for murder for 9 years, and you did not deserve what happened to you.
Indeed, but now you're talking about a world where the justice system would be incentivized in a completely different fashion. Currently, when I went to jail, the justice system was incentivized to put as many people in prison as possible and run people through the system. So they have things like plea bargainings. Plea bargains do not... they do not benefit the victim. They do not benefit the perpetrator. They do not benefit society as a whole. They only benefit the court system, the prosecutors, and the cops, honestly. And really not the cops even that much. Mostly the prosecutors and the court system the penal system as a whole. So if the incentives were better, you would probably see better results.
Maybe that's true. But if the victim can get more money out of the perpetrator with him being on the outside of such an institution,
people that are like they have a lot of money, then what they can just go murder people and pay off the victims' families, or
well, no, because if somebody is a danger to society, then I would agree that they should be put into some sort of a restrictive confinement. I was referring to people that are of still upstanding kind of status, that maybe made a mistake, that got caught up in a crime of passion or something like that, that they truly, honestly regret and are willing to go about making amends on their own. I think that's a completely different situation than a madman, Bill Gates.
I agree, too, that, you know, it's different because, like you said, the crime of passion where, like, say, if somebody were to hurt my little brother, I might want to hurt them back because that's my little brother, you know, and if I freaked out on him, then, you know, whatever came of that could be different than somebody who just cold blood killed somebody for no reason.
Right. That is a different situation than, say, a Charles Manson or some, you know, Ted Bundy, for instance. In your situation, I don't think it's right if you're upstanding, you got a job and all that, and you're willing to make those payments voluntarily, then I think that, or on agreement with the arbitrator, then you can make more money outside of an institution than you could likely inside an institution, which means more compensation would get to the victim in a speedier manner. So I think it would all depend on who we're talking about.
I think that if you're talking about, you're talking in this world where there would be sort of a free market injustice, and I think that likely what you would see is, I've read some stuff on this, and I don't understand why Ian's not chiming in, and I'm not saying that I propose this, but if you're looking at this sort of free market in justice, likely what you're looking at is a situation where an arbiter or a group of arbiters comes down with a ruling. If I decide to murder Ian, finally, and then his the people that are victimized by this, maybe the whole listening audience, I don't know, they get some kind of ruling. Maybe it goes to a fund, and then they can get to reincarnate him with the money. I don't have any idea what they can do.
They get their 5 cents.
They can get their money out of this fund, and they say that I need to pay. And likely they would look at the whole big picture, these arbiters, and say that, okay, Mark, you need to pay $5 million to compensate the victims of Ian's murder. And I'd be like, I don't have $5 million. And they'd say, well, that doesn't really confront us. You need to have $5 million, and you will give you a couple of hours to figure that out. But you're not leaving this building until we have some kind of payment arrangement settled. Or maybe they'd give me 30 days. Who knows? This is arbiters, and they'd do this for a living, so they'd have some kind of better setup. Likely, they would. There would be companies out there that would be, do this, essentially pawn shops for your labor, your future labor. And they'd say, sure, we'll trade, $5 million for your labor, doing such and such and so and so for this period of time.
Indentured servitude kind of thing.
Absolutely true. So you might be looking at a situation where, $5 million is a lot of money, and I don't have much to put into that. I mean, I don't have anywhere near $5 million. I've got a home that I'm in debt on, for God's sakes, like the rest of America. So, for $5 million, I'm not going to be able to turn big rocks into little rocks in some prison compound in Arizona or something. I'm going to have to really come forward. So maybe they'd have, a gay porn indentured servitude that I'd have to do in order to get that kind of money. I don't have any idea.
That's a great idea, Mark.
I'm just saying that these companies, then
you'd be so into that, too.
I'm really not interested.
And at that point, with the, like, say, in the situation where it was like an indentured servitude, at that point, this person has, do they lose their rights at that point because they committed that crime?
I think it's fair. I mean, I'm sure there are going to be people that'll disagree on this. I amongst liberty-minded folks, this is one of those issues that's a tough one. For me, it took a long time to really wrap my mind around. And the Market for Liberty helped out a lot, which you can get for free at book.freekeen.com. I'm sorry, what was your question again?
the people that have committed these crimes, in this indentured servitude, would they lose their liberties to whoever their
Yeah, I think that makes sense. If you've taken away the freedoms of someone, then I think it makes sense that you also forfeit that particular freedom. In the same way, when people, you can see this in action today when people exact justice instantly. If somebody's raping your wife and you happen to be there in order to save her, you can exact the instant karma on that person and put a stop to it because they gave up their right to life. When they, when they assaulted somebody else, when they went after someone else in a violent fashion, they gave up their life.
Kind of this, the old eye for an eye thing.
I don't necessarily. I don't agree with eye for an eye. I don't. I'm just telling you that's the justification I think that makes the most sense in a self defense situation like that. I wouldn't behoove anyone for doing something in a situation like that. I'm just justifying for you why someone who would murder another person would not have the same rights anymore.
Right, and I guess I can understand that. From my background, I'm considering myself an anarchist because I feel that all people are equal. And obviously in this hierarchical system we have now, all people are not equal because certain people have powers over others,
right?
And and so I'm trying to formulate an opinion on getting your guys' insight and other people's insight, formulate my own opinion.
Most of my ideas come from The Market for Liberty. It's a great book, and also A Complete Liberty is pretty good as well. I think Market for Liberty gets a little more in depth on matters of justice, market justice, and that kind of thing. But if you want to learn a lot about how justice might work in the absence of a government monopoly on the justice system, then go to book.freekeen.com and pick up one or both of those books. They're both completely free in PDF form, also audiobook form. Thank you for the call, Dylan. Appreciate the discussion. There's more coming up here. In fact, we might talk to a former Leo in moments.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
If you like vitamins, say, I like vitamins.com.
Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, Sandra seed extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a 1 month supply for only $29.97 plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including our chat room. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. And this time is during the show or just before or after the program. The live show hours at chat.freetalklive.com. Actually, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can also listen and watch the show on the cam and chat at the same time. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Well, Valentine's Day is coming up here very shortly, gentlemen. Certainly ladies, too, but... Yeah, probably the guys have to worry more about giving gifts than the girls do, I think. I don't know. You can go with the same old thing like candy, or you can try something new and different like baklava. It's Georgia's famous baklava, and you can get it at mandrik.com, M-A-N-D-R-I-K.com. And it's the ingredients are all natural, premium, and it tastes good as a result. And it's shipped in a special container, priority mail, so it gets to you fresh and delicious. You're going to have to order by the 10th, which is tomorrow. So, I mean, I think he'll probably take an order as late as the 11th. But if you don't get it done then you're not going to get it for your loved one, and you're going to get it, the same old candies and, you know, get the same old results. So try something new at mandrik.com, M-A-N-D-R-I-K.com.
The point of info, I mean, I think he will still sell it to you afterwards, right? It's not just a Valentine's
only. It's not over. You can't get stopped. He's not going to stop. He's only going to guarantee the delivery of it by Valentine's Day if you, order it by the 10th or the, you know, he probably would get it out to you if it was by the 11th, but, you know, that kind of thing.
All right, we continue here. You can dial in, bring up whatever you want. Let's talk to Brad in New Hampshire. This is the man I was looking for, I believe. Brad, is this Brad Jardis?
It sure is.
Hey, Brad, we've got some pretty big news. I mean, should we break it or should we leave that to you?
Oh, man. Yeah, I tell you what, you break it, I'll just sit here and I'll clean up the aftermath.
All right, we're talking with Brad Jardis. He's formerly of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. If you've listened to the show for a while, you've heard him on the air a number of times talking about the insanities of Prohibition and how we can, you know, work towards bringing that to a close. And you did great work in your time, your 11 years that you spent as a law enforcement officer. Of course, we broke the news not too long ago, a couple weeks back, when you decided to leave the profession of law enforcement, and there were various different reasons for that. I don't know how much of that you want to get into tonight, but that's not really the purpose of your call, but just kind of acquainting our listeners with who you are. You are no longer with Law Enforcement Against Prohibition because they kicked you out because you were advocating that law enforcement officers not enforce certain laws that, like in your case, you were advocating they not enforce medical marijuana provisions that would put sick people in jail cells. So you took a humane position and a very strong, civilly disobedient position almost, and you were punished for it by being kicked out of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and of course you've been long pursued by the department that you worked for to try to punish you for even being a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition in the first place. You ended up deciding you'd had enough of working for law enforcement, and you walked away. And you went on a nice week-long plus vacation in Hawaii recently. Is that all an appropriate recap?
Yeah, that's a good recap. It's funny, when I went out to Hawaii and I was with my sister and some of her friends, they kept calling me an albino because I was so white. But
that's what it's like in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I was like, give me a break. I'm a Polish boy from New Hampshire. You know,
right.
I'm white. That's how it is. But yes, that's an excellent recap. I was kicked from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Something interesting I'd like to point out is when the advisory board of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition booted me, they booted me because the executive director represented to them that a post that you made, Ian, on your blog site, freekeem.com, he represented to them that I was the one who made that. And then on your show during your interview with him, when it was pointed out to him that, well, it wasn't Brad who said that, it was a blogger, he's like, well, you know, everyone knows Brad's a leap, so that's good enough.
Yeah.
So, you know, their whole premise and logic behind kicking me, I understand their argument. I think it's quite flawed. Because all I said was that law enforcement officers should read the Constitution and see what it says, because the political appointed lawyers that wear funny black dresses have a tendency to twist things around, and law enforcement officers have a responsibility to the people, not to, you know, political appointees. And if a law is in conflict with the Constitution, no matter what, a law enforcement officer should not be following what nine judges say. Because, you know, if you look back through history, judges have said it's okay to discriminate people because of the color of their skin. And judges have also said it's okay to stick people in internment camps because they're Japanese, you know. And and all these things were approved by the Constitution, they said. If you read the Constitution, it clearly forbids it. So, you know, all I said was that arresting marijuana users who use marijuana to treat any type of sickness is unconstitutional. And I think anyone, any layperson who's got the gain, who reads the Constitution, would agree with that. So I'm no longer a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. I resigned as a law enforcement officer, and here I am.
Right. And so when we were talking on this program, by the way, we tried to get you on this show to talk about... You whistling a little tune there, Brad? What's going
on? Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Okay. So when we were announcing the news about you being kicked out of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, we initially had wanted you to come on the program to talk about it, but you said you were under a gag order. You got some kind of lawsuit going on. And why are you able to talk now when you, as opposed to a couple weeks ago? What has changed?
Well, I can't precisely get into too many details about what's going on with my former employer, that being the town of Epping.
Okay, so that makes sense. That's what the lawsuit issue is, so you can't talk about that. But you can still talk to us about other things now. And before, you seemed less than inclined to do that. I just wanted to see if there was something else that had shifted.
Yeah, no, I can talk about our new project up here, and I can talk about pretty much anything else except the particulars of what's going to happen between myself and the town of Epping. But when that news comes about, I'll certainly be able to talk about that, and that's going to be big news as well, as I'm
okay.
sure
you can. All right, great. So as we were discussing on this program the idea that you had been kicked out of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and then literally a few days later leaving law enforcement entirely after over a decade working in as a law enforcement officer, and all of that, the entire 11 years you worked as a law enforcement officer, you were a street-level cop, right?
Yes, I was nobody particularly important. I worked a lot of midnights and a lot of evening shifts. I never applied for any type of promotion. I was just a street-level police officer.
So you've got a lot of credibility, I think, with a number of people as a result of that. And we were, of course, talking about what you should do. I mean, well, now that Brad Jardis, who is the only Law Enforcement Against Prohibition member who is at least publicly out, who is a current on-duty officer, that was one of the things that really made you outstanding in their organization. And so now I don't think they have anybody that they can claim, except I think maybe a guy up in Canada. But we're speculating here, and we thought, well, maybe Brad should start up his own organization. Maybe Brad should launch, you know, Officers Refusing to Obey or something like that. I don't know. We were speculating about that. And it turns out that you didn't launch your own organization. You've allowed your name to be attached to an existing one that I think is going to be pretty exciting. And I want to bring you back for more. You got time, right, Brad? I hope so. Hang on. More with Brad. It's Free Talk Live.
Why is drinking pure high-alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Phillip. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Facebook profile is available for you to become a fan at. Go to facebook.freetalklive.com. Click Become a Fan. You're done. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. And we've added the Twitter option as well for those of you who like to receive the tweets. Twitter.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there.
And you can go check out startpage.com. You can take their 7-day challenge. You can, for 7 days, try startpage.com instead of your Big Brother search engine. All they ask for you is just 7 days, and you can experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines. After all, it is a search engine. But unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. If you use the little proxy button that's just beneath every one of the search results, you can then surf to the website without, you know, that website knowing you're there and cookies being put on your computer and, you know, whatever might be lurking about on the internet trying to see what you're doing, whether they're getting marketing results or looking to see if you're subversive. It's startpage.com. Start their 7-day challenge today.
We continue here. Brad Jardis is still with us in New Hampshire, formerly of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and in my opinion, one of the most courageous cops I have ever had the pleasure of knowing. It's been an amazing journey, Brad, that you have been on in the past 5 years or so of your life. coming to understand that prohibition is a terrible thing, that it ruins people's lives far worse than the products and services that are actually prohibited. And coming to not only understand that, but actually then come out publicly against it while still employed as a police officer is a level of, I think, courage that most cops just don't have because they're afraid of the consequences. There are many police that agree with you but are too afraid to come out and speak out about it because, well, they're afraid of being targeted, as you were. You were indeed targeted by the police department that employed you. You became victorious, though, because I think specifically of the amount of public support you had from liberty-minded people here in this state. Would you say that was the major factor in why you managed to retain your job after they tried to... Whoa, Brad?
I think it was a huge factor. I mean, at my termination hearing, I mean, there were anarchists that were there. I mean, anarchists turning up to show support to a government police officer. I mean, that's kind of...
It's rare.
Kind of a... Yeah, I mean, that's a very unique thing. But I don't think for anything but the kindness and respect that people have showed me, people specifically in the Free State Project and in the Liberty Movement in general, and people like you, Ian. I mean, you have, you've become a very good friend of mine, and you know, you allowed yourself to become my friend, even though I used to have a job that you vehemently opposed. And only through your kindness and, you know, the education and your awesome radio show have I sort of come around to understand a lot of the things that people who support the Liberty Movement understand. And, yes, I mean, they came after me really good. I mean, at my termination hearing, they called me crazy. They said I was a Nazi sympathizer. I mean, seriously, anyone who was there, my police chief said I'm a lot, he said I cannot be trusted. He said I can't testify in court. I mean, they tried just about everything they could to fire me, but the selectmen, after the board heard all the evidence, voted to not fire me.
Right. And apparently you could have been trusted and heard from in court just fine for the last 10 years before it came out publicly which department you worked for, because they didn't have it in for you until there was one news article that came out about a year ago that essentially outed you as working for the Epping, New Hampshire Police Department, and that was really the first time in your career with law enforcement against prohibition that had really come out, and that was when all the trouble started. So apparently before that one newspaper article, you were completely trustworthy.
Well, they were pissed. And the police chief made it very clear to me that I was an embarrassment, quote-unquote. That it was embarrassing to have me part of LEAP and out speaking. And one thing I'd like to point out about LEAP is that LEAP certainly enjoyed all the publicity that I gave them.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there are now some high-profile members of LEAP in New Hampshire who heard about LEAP because of me, because of this one, you know, one cop out in the middle of nowhere who keeps showing up at the state house. But what's interesting is when the S hit the fan, so to speak, when I got suspended back in August, LEAP really didn't do very much to help me, with the exception of a few individual members of LEAP who contacted me. The actual organization seemed to not want to have anything to do with me until it was determined that I won the appeal and I didn't get fired. Then LEAP was like, oh, let's post articles about how one of our officers didn't get fired, you know?
Interesting.
I mean, so, needless to say, I was kicked from LEAP.
Yeah, they don't deserve you, clearly, you know, and you've risen above them at this point. And our suggestion, of course, was, well, Brad needs to do something else now. I mean, yeah, you could just enter into the working world and you had an opportunity and you have an opportunity and you might go and do that anyway. But now you've got a new opportunity in front of you, and it's from the CD Evolution Fund, Civil Disobedience Evolution. CDEvolution.org is the website, which has been redesigned. Honestly, the CD Evolution organization and website has been fairly dormant in the last, well, since its creation. I mean, we talked about it.
It was a great idea that was actually started by a listener of ours, Richard, in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he gave us the idea and sort of put the seed money towards it and told us to take the ball and run with it, as I recall. And we attempted to do that.
We formed a board of directors.
And we've done some stuff with it, but we haven't, you know, done...
Well, let me recap here just generally what has happened in the last... the last year or so for CD Evolution. We did, about a year ago, Mark, decide to start sending funds from newegg.freetalklive.com.
Yes.
When people go and they buy their computer parts and technological stuff from newegg.freetalklive.com, 1% to 2% of the sale is donated to cdevolution.org. So that money's been coming into CD Evolution on a monthly basis, and I think it amounts to a couple $100 a month. And there were a handful of folks, maybe less than a handful of folks, that had decided to pony up monthly contributions. I think there may be two of them left at this point. And I don't blame them for dropping off, because there really wasn't much to talk about. There really wasn't much to tout. We really weren't doing everything we could have been doing with the organization. So we, you know, had the occasional board meeting, and from time to time, some folks would get arrested last year, and CD Evolution would send some money into their commissary account. We used some money to offered some money to a lawyer who was a free stater lawyer to help out with some advice. He turned down the money, and he helped out for free, and he's a great guy, and looking forward to working with him more in the future. So there has been some action, but it hasn't really been like we're going to tout it from the rooftops that we sent $50 to somebody's commissary account. I mean, it really didn't seem like the biggest thing to be discussing. And we didn't really have the website, wasn't really set up for that kind of thing either. So a couple weeks ago, Brian Travis, who's one of the board members of CD Evolution, sent out an email to the rest of the board suggesting that, you know, it was really time to start kicking this thing in gear. We've got more activists here in New Hampshire now. More civil disobedience has started happening, especially with the advent of the 420 celebrations within the last 6 months. So things are kind of kicking up around CD Evolution. It's time for us to step up and, you know, take things to the next level.
Right. And the people that want to stop civil disobedience, the people in the government, they have a very efficient system for keeping people from doing it. If it was cheap to do civil disobedience, a lot more people would probably do it. But when you're talking about going to jail for who knows how long, the possibility of losing your apartment, you know, your mortgage payments, you know, all the other bills and things that people have when they aren't at work, it's a pretty big deal. So the CD Evolution Fund isn't really the kind of, you know, being able to give somebody a couple of candy bars and whatever in jail is fine and everything, but that's not really the idea of the organization.
Absolutely. So Brad, the board decided, actually you were on your own starting up your own group, just happened to be the same week. You, after your vacation, had decided to start up a group to raise, to fundraise, to hire an attorney to defend free liberty activists here in New Hampshire, and to you know, engage in suits against the state and things like that. And of course, this was something that CD Evolution had wanted to be involved with, so we decided that we should combine our efforts. And the board of directors of CD Evolution has essentially voted to bring you on board as executive director. And if you can stick around, we'll bring it back for more. And I'd like you to tell us about your vision for what you want to do. It's Free Talk Live.
Sarah Palin has captured our attention and electrified America. Her new book, Going Rogue in American Life, is a runaway national bestseller. Newsmax.com has an incredible offer for you. Get Sarah Palin's new book, Going Rogue, for just $4.97. That's a savings of $24 off the cover price. Plus, you'll get 4 months of award-winning Newsmax magazine absolutely free. Newsmax magazine covers the tough stories the media just won't report and has great writers like Bill O'Reilly, Dick Morris, Mike Reagan, Dr. Laura, and Ben Stein. Dick Morris calls Newsmax his favorite magazine, a must-read for every American. Get Sarah Palin's new book, Going Rogue, at an incredible price. For just $4.97, save $24. Plus, get award-winning Newsmax magazine absolutely free. This is a no-risk, no-lose offer, but we have a limited number of copies. This offer won't last long, so you must act today. Call 800-NEWSMAX. 800-NEWSMAX. Call today.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. I've got a question for Brad Jardis. The new executive director of the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, he's with us. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can, for instance, learn how to contact your local talk station to help us get on in your local market. If we're not already on, if we're already on like a Saturday night gig in wherever you live, call and talk to the program director and thank them, and then ask them for more Free Talk Live. And if we're not on, as we are not in most markets, you can contact your local program director and ask them real nice to add some Free Talk Live. And there are instructions that will help you at localfaq.freetalklive.com. That's localfaq.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Brad Jardis is still with us in New Hampshire, the brand new and first ever executive director of the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. CDEvolution.org, a brand new website, has launched within the last 24 hours or so. And the new site is it's better. It's got a blog feature to it. We're likely going to be adding some sort of forum feature here in the coming days. Brad, I know that you just put up a Twitter account. Is that twitter.com/CDEvolution?
Yes, sir. That's it.
And how are we coming along on getting the Facebook page going?
Well, we sort of, as I came back from Maui, we sort of had a bunch of ideas that we're putting together all at once. And I think that within a week, we're going to have quite a few things going, including some speaking events that are going to be getting scheduled for myself. So in a short amount of time, I think we're going to come a very long way.
Yeah, I think that there's been more activity for the CD Evolution Fund within the last week than there has been in the last year. And
I love this idea of public speaking, Brad. I got to say, it tickles the crap out of me. The idea that you're going to go to Lions clubs and tell these oldsters that you know that it's time for civil disobedience. The government's gotten too big, too arduous, and this is the only way we can handle it. Please donate money. I can't wait to see how that goes.
well, first, I'm glad I can tickle you from afar, Mark. And secondly, what the message that I'm going to be sending on behalf of the CDEF is not that we specifically support people who break the law, but it is the fact that if you contrast things that have happened as far as social injustice, if you look back through history, nothing has changed without civil disobedience, and that starts with Jim Crow laws. You can go even further back to alcohol prohibition.
Women's suffrage?
Women's suffrage, absolutely. The fact is, and there's a lot of people who are very political, there's a lot of people who are very, very into civil disobedience, and some of those people, they poo-poo the opposite side of the coin. But the thing is that a lot of people don't seem to understand is that civil disobedience and political change have always gone hand in hand throughout history. And I'm hoping very much that, I've already been asked to speak at the New Jersey Libertarian Convention coming up in March.
Great.
And I'm going to be working very hard at getting myself booked in different venues, whether it's local Rotary, Lions Clubs, or things like that. I'm hoping that when people I hope that people will be intrigued enough to allow me to come and speak. And I'm hoping it'll be along the same lines as when I used to speak for law enforcement against prohibition, when they hear, hey, oh my God, here's a cop who wants to legalize drugs. What's up with this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's going to be, oh my God, here's this guy who just 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago ended an 11-year police career, and he's now leading an organization that wants to support people who do civil disobedience. You know, what does this guy have to say?
Right.
And, I'm working on developing my standard spiel, if you will. But I think that all that is necessary to show people why supporting the CDEF is important is if you help them sort of, because what we lack today is perspective of history. The same way we look back 40 years ago on how despicable we treated African Americans, I truly believe that 40 years from now, we're going to look back and we're going to feel the same disgust for how we treated people who, say, for instance, decided to use drugs, or people of the same sex who wanted to get married. I mean, mm-hmm. There's so many things that in the future history is going to look unkindly upon. But these social injustices need to be fixed, and they need to be fixed by both people who are willing to do civil disobedience and by people who are willing to fight hard in the political system. What essentially my vision for CDEF will be is this. I think that what I'm going to be doing is focusing on raising funds and convincing people that we're an organization to support. And what our organization will do, our ultimate goal is to have a full-time attorney. And this full-time attorney, this attorney's sole job will be to represent various people. We obviously will do this on a case-by-case basis, but we intend to have this attorney represent activists who have broken victimless bad laws that are immoral, and also ensure that any person who decides to engage in civil disobedience, that their constitutional rights are protected. Because there was recently an arrest in Manchester of a gentleman who you had on your show named Mike Tyner, Big mm-hmm. Mike. And anyone who watches the video, I mean, I watched the video, and he had absolutely no criminal intent. He accidentally brushed into a police officer's arm, and if you don't have any criminal intent, or in Latin it's called mens rea, then you haven't done anything wrong, but yet he was still arrested and thrown in jail. And yeah. I think a lot of people would agree that if we had a full-time attorney whose job it is to represent individual cases of liberty activists whose rights have been violated, the state of New Hampshire and federal government, they're going to have to stop and realize that if they break the rules, we are going to have an attorney sue them and pursue them. And this is going to cost the taxpayers money. And the bottom line is government all comes down to money. And when they start realizing that it's going to cost them a lot of money in litigation and in payouts, they're going to be forced to respect people's constitutional rights. While at the same time, it puts them on notice that, look, you know, this is a group of people who you do not want to tangle with.
Absolutely. I mean, it's become difficult for them already just from the perspective that they're now dealing with people that are willing to go to jail for the acts that they commit. But having an attorney, you know, go after them with civil lawsuits and things like that is going to take the whole situation to a level that it's never been at. And you're right. I don't think they're going to be looking forward to that very much at all. So it's a really exciting goal. But there's more to the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. That's just one of the major fundraising goals. Of course, you know, we're still looking to put money in people's commissary accounts to make their stay in jail a little bit easier.
Absolutely. And hopefully, with enough support by people who understand that what we're trying to do is change the society in a way where the government is less intrusive, less oppressive, and less tyrannical, hopefully with the support, we will become strong enough, if you will, or well-funded enough where if someone gets put in jail for a victimless crime, I mean, that's a person who can't earn money to support their family.
Right.
And on a case-by-case basis, we can review, each individual case to make sure that, you know, we are offering support to people and their families to make sure that people don't lose their houses because they become victims of the state's needless aggression.
You know, make a mortgage payment for them or something like that. Or, you know, it could even come down to helping organize people because, like we said, we're going to have forums. So, you know, it could come down to helping organize people to go and feed a cat or something like that. I mean, so this really is an exciting organization, and I've always been excited about it. But now you are going to be able to take this to the next level. You've got the time. You've got the drive. You are really excited to come on board. And, of course, we're really glad to have you as well. And, of course, we're going to be talking more about CD Evolution in the future on this show. And I hope, Brad, that, you know, you'll make a point of whenever there's something happening to come on Free Talk Live and to tell our listeners about it. I mean, we'll do it without you, but we'd rather have you come on to do it because it's always fun to talk to you.
Oh, absolutely, man, absolutely. It is my intent to become very active and get speaking all over the place in as many places as I can, and also we really want to be an organization that responds to the people who support us, and we want people to know exactly what it is, what we're doing, and how their donations are making a difference. And one thing that I want to make sure that we implement is that we have a way where people can donate completely anonymously. Because there's a lot of people, for good reason, who are afraid of the state. Because
absolutely.
I mean, if you work for the state and you speak out against one thing, I mean, look at what happens to you. And that's, you know, it's understandable. So we want to make sure that people who want to help make a difference, who believe in liberty and believe in freedom.
Brad, we're out of time, my man. I am with you, and I'm excited that you've just gotten started as the executive director over at cdevolution.org. The donation links are right at the top of the page, and you're going to be posting a blog post to kick things off here shortly. So folks should go and add them to their aggregator. We'll see you tomorrow night online at freetalklive.com.
The highly anticipated new documentary, Reclaiming the Blade, featuring Viggo Mortensen, Carl Urban, John Rhys-Davies, and Star Wars legend Bob Anderson, is now available at swordmovie.com. The number one movie on iTunes is now available on a two-disc set that includes hours of swordplay instructional videos, behind-the-scenes footage, exclusive interviews, and a documentary on the making of a real sword. Visit swordmovie.com today for your chance to win one of many real historical replica swords, as well as the wonderful Force FX lightsabers from Hasbro.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.